Blog Talk Radio.
I start saying the same thing over again. I get confused.
Just say the drop.
Why can't I just write it?
Because you're tripping. I don't need it perfect. This is ATATP. We make you feel at home.
Oh, we just doing a 10-second drop?
Yeah, we doing it. No. People of America, see what I got to work with?
Oh, this is a recording. No, you know what? I'm not doing it. Click, I'm turning it off. I'm going to send you your drop.
No.
Yes.
I need a quick drop now.
Pass. I get the words out. I make sure the vocabulary works right. I make sure I don't use the same sounds. I put a lot of work into my drops.
I got a question. Why do you like to pre-record? I know the show is called Recorded Live, but you take anthem into that. You take it literally. I'm going to record it, but it's going to be live.
Yeah, it's going to be live. It just ain't going to be live right now. I do your drop. Or let me think about it.
See what I got to go through? That's a Rolanda 700. And the people that's on the line right now know her as the lady that fell out at my house party. Y'all know who I'm talking about.
Wow.
That's her. Yeah. That's back in the day, 2004, 2005, one of the house parties when we first started doing house parties. And on the line, I got Arthur, my boy, he'd been on the show before, Diamond Lou, and I also got Bottom Line. Introduce yourself, fellas,
yes,
so
sir.
Everybody know your name.
Yes, sir.
Jetty, a.k.a. The Gift.
Yes, sir, The Gifted One, and this is me, Ben, 413. And we are Bottom Line.
Cool.
That's right.
Of course, Diamond Lou is
right.
With Bottom Line. Always
with the silky voice, sounding like what's his name? I can't think of him. I'm looking at him too. Barry White. There you go.
that's the rap Barry White right there. That's the hip hop.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Matter of fact, we're calling Barry Pendergrass.
Well, so I want to know how you fellas got together and started doing this music thing.
Well, you know, I started at a young age. My big bro, which is Ben, I got him sitting next to me. He really introduced me to it, and he really guided me through it and got me started. Man, he actually wrote my first rap, and then I just kind of took it from there. After the years went by, started doing a little freestyling, and then I actually started taking the writing a little bit serious. But
okay,
bro is. Bro has been doing it for years. He's been doing it for years. And he pretty much brought me in.
And Ben, when did you start, man?
Yeah, I honestly, since I was like 12 years old, you know, that's when I started writing. So, you know, I loved rap music before that, but at 12 years old is when I really started writing. All through high school, you know, had groups and did things, and then, you know, by the time that Jared turned 9, The Gift turned 9, yeah, I knew, because he was so intelligent and articulate, I knew he already, and he could sing. So I knew already
right.
That's the prodigy right there.
Now, the thing about it, I'm going to say this to the audience. They ain't that old. They act like they 59 and can't on this. These cats ain't that old. I still, hey, Diamond Lou, I still smell milk behind their ears if they ain't on. Hey, trying to act like they old and can't on. You know, long time ago when I was younger. What?
No, you know, we say old is a state of mind, so we definitely not old, but.
No, y'all ain't.
We've been doing it.
Do you do your own production? You come up with the actual music for it, or do you get different people to do your music too?
Well, both at this point. I mean, we have some music that we've come up with. We have a good counterpart in Houston named Mike B that helps on a lot of productions. Yeah, and then we reach out and grab really if they're really good beats that are we consider really good beats. And then Diamond Lou, you know, has looked that out on us, looking for getting beats and getting good production for us too. So, concerted there.
Okay. Well, without further ado, I'm going to play this song called Blessed. Somebody give me the intro what it's about, and I'll rip it for y'all because I want to hear it because this is not the song that I did hear when I did listen and say, yeah, they all right with me. You know what I'm saying? When I first heard that one groove, I'm feeling this. I'm all right with it. You know, I'm all right with them right now. Yeah, I'm with it. So this song called Blessed, explaining.
I tell you what, man, Blessed is a very new and dear track. Blessed is going to be one of the hottest singles on the new album, The Gifted. I just actually came up with it, man. I heard a beat, and I came up with it. That beat touched me, and I've been blessed. I've been blessed, so it was the perfect title for the song, and after I wrote the hook, it just took off. I just kept going, and of course I asked Big Bro. It was so hot. I asked Big Bro if he wanted to bless it, you know.
And I felt blessed to be able to do it. I felt blessed to be able to do it.
Well, I'm blessed now, just wanting to play it. Here it is, Blessed by Bottom Line.
But I've been so, yes, I confess. Kept me when I didn't keep myself from hurt, home, and danger. Built up anger, almost had me sinking. Sadly, had to learn to swim within, knowing I can't live without. That's what life is all about. Count your blessings, have no doubt. Have no fear of living here. They hate to see us living here. But praise the Lord, we living here. We see the faults, we pay the cost. Still every day we take a loss. But blessings come and blessings go. It's best to know. Blessed that we profess and go. So blessed that we endure the fight. I am Martin Luther King. Malcolm X by any means. The greatest Ali in the ring. I'm blessed. You bless me day and night, 24/7, 365. Thank the Lord, oh my soul, kept me on this road, had to let you know that
lied to, done wrong, and mistreated. I've been left to suffer when times got rough about the one who said they love me, same one I thought I needed. I've been placed in situations plagued by problems, complications, feeling like a setup led to this lonely metal bed in this brick-laden room I've been placing. Energy depleted on my knees, I'm chasing life, I'm tasting death. If I don't overcome what I face in the streets, with the inner clutch tight, heart racing, now I get frayed. I've been raised, I've been lifted from the pit of agony to feeling gifted, shifting my mindset from my guest to I know I'm loved by the best. Bless.
You bless me day and night, 24/7, 365. Thank the Lord, oh my soul, kept me on this road, had to let you know that I've been blessed.
Since day one, now I'ma spit my testimony. Got God on my side and the heat in the ride. I confess I ain't never been lonely. Only day one's on my side. Knew a couple phonies, devil was on me. Had to take them off. Thank God I ain't really had to break them off. Want your shoes and your shirt and your hat, take them off. Lord, forgive me, dude, try to kill me. Try to keep it real, everybody didn't fear me. Climb through the rough, that made me tough. Thank God I'm blessed to say I'm still me. Sometimes keeping the trip just don't work. When the real man playing the field, he first got a chill and be willing to deal in this universe. I'm blessed.
You bless me day and night, 24/7, 365. Thank the Lord, oh my soul, kept me on this road, had to let you know that I've been
Bless. Bottom line. I like that, man. Yep. I like that.
Appreciate
that. Was the Gift singing on this?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I figured after you said he sung, I was like, well, he giving us the Gift.
Yeah. He
absolutely. We blessed. We blessed.
And y'all did the beat or somebody else did the beat?
Yeah, we picked that one up from somebody else.
Right, right. I'm going to tell y'all, make sure, this is what I always tell everybody that come through here, make sure that y'all start handling and start doing everything. That way, you ain't got no more, you know, hands in the cookie jar, you know what I'm saying?
Understood.
It just all be,
right.
Yeah, it'd be just all you. And then it'll be your unique sound. You know what I'm saying?
True.
Now,
appreciate that advice.
Now, what inspires you when you actually listen to some music? I mean, is it something that you're going through or something one of your friends going through? Or how do you know exactly what you want to say, what you want to write on each track?
I honestly never do. I never know what I want to say. I mean, I just let it come naturally. And I mean, I have a certain reason for doing what I do. So, I mean, I know when I just speak naturally, everything is just going to come, and that's what it's supposed to be. I don't know.
Me. I'm. It's like pretty much the same thing that the Gift said, man. It's what's in my heart, man. That's just what's in my heart, and just probably not a lot of times. It just depends on the emotion that I'm experiencing at the time that I hear the beat, or what the beat tells me. In some cases, even what the beat tells me. You know, as a writer, as a songwriter, there's some songs that you write without a beat. You know, just by what's
right,
on
right.
your mind. But sometimes that beat can tell you what to
that's
write.
Right. Yeah.
You know, when I came through and, you know, listened to my kinfolks, you know, the type of music that I've heard them produce over the years is ghetto gospel, because it speaks to your soul. And
hey,
I guarantee, yo.
Let me not cut you off, but look at this. You heard it first right here at AZTAP. My boy Taz and my kinfolk, Diamond Lou, you heard that first. This is ghetto gospel. You heard it first here.
Praise coined by Diamond Lou.
Yo.
Praise coined by Diamond Lou.
You know what I'm saying? It resonates. It resonates to your soul. And a lot of the songs, you'll run it back because it taps into that soul, that presence on the inside, to where you can identify what's being said, so you'll have to hear it again. And that's the beautiful thing about music, because once you tap into that with that ghetto gospel, you know what I'm saying, that's timeless music, and you can listen to this 20 years from now and it'll still have that same impact on you.
Yeah, that same feel. And
that's right.
And that's what's good about it. If I was to say, you know, the procedure, the actual premise when you go in the studio or when you get the track, what do you do? Do you walk in and just be like, this is what I set out to do? I mean, how did you come up with the actual verses? I mean, I already asked you when you do it, but how do you know that that's the right one? It's just the way you feel, or it's the way the people feel, or anybody else, you have anybody else listen to it? I just want to know your process when you go through it. Do you have to,
right.
like me, I got to ride in the car with mine for a minute. You know what I'm saying? And listen
right.
to it so I can really feel it. So I just wonder, do you go through a certain process when you just say, yeah, that's it. That's it right there.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and say that, no, there is not a certain process, man. You know, I feel like I can speak on behalf of my brother with this. We go so much on the spirit that we have and emotion, you know. Even if it's a song about, you know, some party and a living, you know, we go with that emotion. So really, there's not a standard process, you know. And both of us have the talent, the gift to hear a beat, and if we like it, then again, like it's innate. Something just comes out of you, and that you start writing with that pen. You tap into life experiences. You tap into things that are going on in the world. You tap into the emotion that you get from being around your kids or from succeeding in a business venture. So all of that goes into it.
Life.
There's no standard. You just
life.
Exactly.
Hey, and let me tell you something. At this point right now, I'm not hungry. I'm hungry. So when I get in there, I'm trying to eat and not saying that I get in there and say anything, because like I said, it comes natural to me. So I don't just get in the booth and say anything, but I can write a 16 in a hot 10 minutes.
On the spot.
In 20 minutes. I can do that. I can write a hot 16 just like that and keep going.
Right.
It'd be a business. It'd be real. It'd be lyrical. And it'd be something that anybody who listens to it can understand. And most of the people who listen to it can resonate with. So it's real.
The song I'm Up, because I'm trying to get in all of these, all of
Uh-oh.
Them. I'm Up. I think it's I'm Up GD. Am I right on the title?
No. It's just I'm Up. That GD was just a tag that was
Okay, then. I just want to make sure I wasn't mispronouncing the song. I'm Up. Give me a play on that before I play it.
As far as that song right there, I think, you know, with a lot of the things that are going on in the world today, sometimes they really need to be addressed. There needs to be a movement to help people with situations going on in the world. And when you hear the song, you'll understand, you know, you got to stand for something. You have to stand for something or you fall for anything. You know,
right.
We're standing up in this song, you know, and when we stand up, we up, we all the way up. If you know in your heart that you're doing the thing that you're truly supposed to do, you up. You're up. So.
At the same time.
Born into a nation and was living south of here. And racism seems to still exist much. The clutch of my spirit, I gotta really let them know that I'm with it. I am the gifted, the talented, and you won't forget it. Fist up in the air, black power, don't care who say what. Tired of black death and pay cuts. I'ma get back my acres. I'm up 24/7 with a plan to get back on my land. Need a mule, got the two cash cow. I'm now and forever, I'm up. That's how I got the know how. No doubt what I did in the past won't let.
A mutt. I research, I'm the Pharaoh King Tut, and I'm all the way up. They came to Egypt, destruction, learned our story, then switched it up. And these coons are so concerned with them, but the nerve of them to be fed by spoons that put the germ in them. I'll be observing them. They got an itch before they scratch, it's the urge in them, emerging in them. Psychophysics and biophysics, to be specific, they destroy chemists, astrophysics. They took stories that was written in hieroglyphics, cause his story never existed. Geophysics, my people, enough is enough. Don't let them call you bluff. Not trying to be egotistic on that cocky stuff. I just speak truth to power, cause I'm up.
Into a nation that was living, some considered. Racist flags flying and racism seems to still exist much.
much. As I became a man, I learned to stand. I'm standing in much. So my time's up, I'm up. I'ma die with my fist up. Born into a nation, it was living sometimes better. Racist flags flying and racism seems to still exist much. As I became a man, I learned to stand. I'm standing in much. So my time's up, I'm up. I'ma die with my fist up. I'm up. They write scriptures vivid, seen so vividly in your mind it look like moving pictures. Picture people embracing love and peace. The whole world we stand with us against the racial injustice. We wish they kill us or die. Opportunity, don't let it pass you by. Don't know the reason we protest. Let your life be the next they try. Acting like it's not your fight will leave you broken by and by. When it become and it be gone, and your living life is just a cry to the people. This may be a lot for you to take and stand and live. We live to stand up. This is a statement that we making. I'm up and we're not back down. No matter what they making, life will be a gift for me and more for the more. You will not take it. Our will, you will not break it. Our spirit won't be shaken. Leave us be other beasts, see prejudice, pick leg and fight like bacon. I stand up right, fist on my right, hand up, heart right till my time up. I'm up, I'm up. Born into a nation, it was living sometimes bitter. Racist flags flying and racism seems to still exist much. As I became a man, I learned to stand, I'm standing in much. So my time's up, I'm up, I'ma die with my fist up. Born into a nation, it was living sometimes bitter. Racist flags flying and racism seems to still exist much. As I became a man, I learned to stand, I'm standing in much. So my time's up, I'm up, I'ma die with my fist up.
I'm up. I'm up too with two bad knees. That was rocking, y'all. That was rocking. I like the energy in the song and actually the lyrics as well. And the beat had it rolling too. So that's a complete song.
Yeah,
I love that song.
Big up the Dope Boy Music, you know what I'm saying, for allowing us to use that track. You know what I'm saying?
Who was it?
That's
who
a
was
good
it?
One. Dope Boy's Music. Dope Boy's Music.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I thought you were saying Dope Boy because I had him on the show out of Houston.
Nah, it's just Dope Boy, like Dope, D-O-P-E.
Yeah, I heard.
Dope Boy. Yeah, yes,
so,
sir. Yes, sir.
You guys go out and perform anywhere? And if so, tell the audience the spots you performed in.
Matter of fact, we have a performance tomorrow night at the Pan African Connection on what's the name of the road?
Marcellus Avenue over in Dallas.
Tomorrow night at 7 o'clock.
That's Dallas, Texas, y'all. If y'all down here in the area. So is it different? Do you like performing better or creating better in the studio?
Man, I love it all. I love it all. I love to spread my music. I love to spread
the message,
you know.
Right.
So it's all the same to me.
Okay. Go on.
Yeah, I was just saying I second that emotion. I feel the same way. It's all the same, you know, to create and you know, what you create, you actually get to hear it, then you actually get to share it with people and hope that it makes a difference in their life. It's all exciting. It's all love.
And then, I mean, one difference is that sometimes you get to see that actual reaction of a crowd, like when you drop this hot track.
Right, right. And see how they react and see how they respond to what you created from nothing, which is always a good thing.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes,
so, do you guys have any influences, like, you know, different artists or different? Matter of fact, I'm gonna tell you right now. I know somebody listened to some soul music because there's a little bit of soul in some of these songs too. So, I'm not that. Yeah. I'm old, but I ain't that dumb. I know somebody.
Yeah.
Somebody listens to some soul music and got something in their soul from some of this, because it's regular music that you can actually hum the music if you just wanted to hum it in your head. You know, it ain't a straight beat. You know what I'm saying? So, what are some of y'all influences?
Man, it's so many. It's ridiculous, man. I came up on some, you know, Johnny Taylor. Anita Baker, Al Green, Otis Redding. I came up on a lot of different I actually dabbled in some different stuff. I got some equipment from one of my aunts one year, and I played with a little 8-track, and that was a little different. But I had some Blues Brothers going, and
not the Blues Brothers.
I had, man.
He said, "Hey, I'm gonna tell you right now. That's the first time somebody said Blues Brothers on this show."
I listen to every genre, man, when I'm telling you, like, I listen to anything you can name, man, if it has a good beat to it and definitely a good message. But, you know, it's always good to be able to listen to and take from some of those things that you hear, because that's what, you know, that's what music is. That's what you create your own sound. But every sound, I mean, there's nothing new under the sun.
Right.
If you understand me. So every sound comes from somewhere.
Correct. What about you? I think that was the gift talking. Am I correct?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Ben, what about you? Your influence.
Well, they're vast. You know what I mean? From my grandmother in the church singing,
to
my daddy with his record tree full of 45s and every doggone soul and R&B hit in the 80s that you could possibly have, you know.
Yeah.
So to rap from its inception to what it's evolved to right now, I mean, everything can be an influence, including life experiences. So yeah, all of that, man. But yeah, I definitely, you know, you hit the nail on the head when you said we grew up in a household where soul music was one of the focal points. So
I could tell through the music. Now, you know, a lot of times you can't tell through the music. Sometimes you be like, they probably did grow up with soul, but they on a whole nother thing. Which leads to my next question. How do you feel about today's music?
Wow.
That is a really good
question. I know somebody got to ask, because I was like to myself, you guys don't sound like today's music because you got your own sound, which is cool and original, because that's all I really like to stress to a lot of artists. Please be you and have your own sound, your own style about what you do, you know. But I was wondering, how did you feel about today's music? Because there's a whole lot of stuff out here that shouldn't even be out here. So I just want to know your opinion.
Hey, look, and I feel that same way. I feel this, that, you know, I let them do what they do. Today's music is what it is. I'm going to do mine. I'm going to be me. I'm going to spread my message and let them do what they do. You know, that's all I can.
I feel like we have a real purpose for what we do. Now, I don't know what other people do or what is their motivation for what they do. You know, I speculate, but I don't even want to do that. So the difference in what we do and what they do is our purpose, pretty much, I would say. You know what I mean?
I mean, but don't get me wrong. It's a few artists out there today that I wouldn't mind dealing with.
Yeah. And there's always somebody good in the bunch.
Right.
I mean, there's always somebody good. And I kind of say there's always at least one song on an album out of 10 tracks maybe that I would like. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't say everything is garbage. There's always one song that I go, man, why didn't they stay on that level of that song, you know?
Right. That's some pretty easy odds right there. 1 out of 10, that's pretty easy odds.
Yeah. There's always, for me being a music lover, there's always one song that I might go, I'm feeling that one, compared to all
and
the rest of the 10.
That's what's crazy, because that one song can be the hit. And you can, I mean, if you know where you're at financially and you know what to do with your money or whatever, you can make it off of that one hit.
Yeah, true. And if I had to say so on a lot of these different albums that I listen to and had to say a song that we need to put on the radio, the song to be their song, the main song, I could, 9 times out of 10, I could hit it, which one that needs to be their main song. Because it's crazy when you listen to some of this music out here today. There's no rhyme. I hate to say it, but there's no rhyme or reason to it. And they trying to rhyme with reason. So, you know, I understand. The song, The Burner.
Uh-oh. All right, you said, you mentioned soul. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, gospel, ghetto, that good old ghetto gospel. That good old ghetto gospel.
This is an oldie but goodie for new to the man. This is a this is a hot one too. I think every track is hot though.
This is Bottom Line, and this is The Burn.
I'm a rip for the king till the kingdom come. bet you won't test my mind. If you try to test my soul, I'm gonna lose control. And I just might shoot you down. Down, down. This is the burn.
Representing WATAZP. Yeah. Check it out, y'all. Yo, back when I was younger, for knowledge I thirsted and hunger, was sucking up like a plunger, but yet and still I would wonder, when people holler in their minds, are they thinking dollars is like rocking a sword, broke gear, it's hard to swallow as I brain power weak and mind decreased. I'm thinking on shrill chatter, presidents deceased, but somehow we need to move just a little higher, looking at our desires and somehow get inspired. And the reason that I'm even here today is cause I had a couple things I wanted to say, like for real, if you wanna open your mind and be free, listen to WATAZP with my man Taz and DJ Stroke, cracking a couple of jokes and rocking mad music, poking fun in all the people that they wanna, because you know that we are really gonna have fun, couple of laughs, some good times, the way that I come through and drop rhymes, people be looking at me cause I don't smoke lines, I don't snort lines, I keep a true eye. I'm about to do this in a freestyle type of mode, but yet and still I don't rock platinum or gold, I just got a nice watch and a wristband, and that's all I really need, man, is little love, you know what I'm saying, spread the love, spread the love, know what I'm saying, yeah, spread the love, yeah, all up in the place to be, WATAZP, yo.
ATAZP, your host TAZ on Blog Talk Radio. That was my cousin Jay Bug doing a drop for me. I expect you fellas to do a drop too, man. So just throw
we
a beat on there. Yeah, do something. I'll be ripping it too, playing it. Hey man, the burner dog. Y'all said Sammy Sosa about going postal, and I was like, I retired from the post office, so I know what you was talking about. That's why I was like, yo. I like that song, boy. I'm about to put that. It's got to go on CD tomorrow or something, so I can ride with that. I got to ride with the burner, baby. That was a burner right there for real, too. Now, who did the beat on that? Who did the beat? I know y'all wrote the song with arranged it, but who did the production on?
Man, one of our personal favorite, our personal friends, our near and dear friends, Mike B.
Okay.
From Houston, Texas.
Seemed like I've seen that name somewhere on Facebook. Seemed like I've seen that name somewhere. I don't know for sure, but that was nice. I like that. It had that soul, like y'all said, right off in it, but boy, that hook was a burner. For real. That hook was hot.
That's that ghetto gospel.
Yes, sir. Praise coined by Big Diamond Lou. Ghetto gospel.
So, Diamond Lou, you ain't really said much of nothing. I want people to know what you do with the group as well.
Well, you know, I guess I'm the glue that makes some things happen. You know what I'm saying? I'm like a coordinator. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
I coordinate, you know, getting studio time and things of that nature. You know, just, you know, bringing all the right pieces together. You know what I'm saying? This is a family affair. We share nothing but peace and love and light and experience. You know what I'm saying? It's just I'm honored to be able to work with my relatives and, you know, just create an atmosphere to where we can all grow and experience life together. Whether we struggling together. We successful, we going to be successful together. You know, we just do everything together, man. It's just beautiful to have your family to love on and be with on a regular basis and do what you love to do. So, you know, I'm a business partner. You know, we're all partners. And, you know, I was in Atlanta for a long time, and we missed each other. And it's just been, it's been a pleasure to be back, you know, with the Kent folks on a regular basis. You know what I'm saying?
And, right, right.
And let me just add this, man. Everything that Big Lou said he was, he's more than that, man. For one, that man has a spirit that inspires, you know what I mean? It's a spirit that inspires, man. And being around him, honestly, I feel like makes us better people, makes me a better person. And he brings
right.
so much to the table as far as knowledge of the industry, as far as being able to talk, you know, knowing the business. I'm just talking about the type of person that he is. He brings a lot to this, man. And any success that we achieve will definitely be a direct, come directly from Big Lou, you know.
I know he's still talking like Barry White off in here. I know that. That cat, he need to be the introduction man at the very beginning.
We got bottom line up in here.
You know, he need to be the...
That's
right.
Just that cool.
That's right.
All the time.
Yeah, I know when
right.
I met when I met him at the gym, he was cool. I met him at the gym and he was cool. We would always talk, man. So I appreciate the friendship that I got with Diamond Lou.
So you're right.
I knew you was gonna say it. even though he was on the line talking about I just coordinated, I thought he was gonna get some John Witherspoon bang bang bang. You know, I thought that was coming next. For real.
You gotta have the mushroom shirt with the mushroom belt. Yeah.
And the cufflink. but bam, I hit him with the mushroom draw. So on the downtime, do you ever think about we might need to change our style somewhere along the line? You want to change your style and keep doing this thing? I mean, what is the higher goal for you guys as far as doing the music? Just to continue to do what you're doing? Or, I mean, is there another goal, a higher goal? I know.
We just out here making it. No, really, we just, man, bro, there's really no downtime, honestly. And man, we putting in work, honestly, 24/7. Like,
right,
people go
right.
over there laughing. You know it's true. You know it's true. And we put in
right.
Our purpose is to spread this message, this truth. If you notice, in every song, there's no profanity in the music. Although we do speak about worldly things, we speak about, you know, our Lord and Savior. We speak about God in our music because that's where it comes from.
Right, right, right. And
so,
I appreciate that. Cause,
God want us to be rich. Like, and then we might not be millionaires, but I don't know if you're familiar. I mean, I'm sure you're familiar with John Witherspoon, but one time he was in a stand-up. He was like, he ain't no millionaire, but he 100,000 now. And,
yeah,
you know,
yeah. I remember him saying that.
We can live with that. We can live
yeah.
with that, you know, and continue to spread our message and, you know, not have to sacrifice our integrity or
right.
anything. For that matter, you know.
Yeah, I'm a 20-year, so that's about all I'm gonna be. Alexander Hamilton there, you know, that's all I'm doing. and I'm sure enough for George Washington there for real. Now, the song the song Dirt Roads. And how do you pronounce the next one? Because I'm sitting up here, and I want to know if I got it right in my head, so I ain't going to say it. Dirt Roads and?
Twangles.
That's what I thought. That's what I thought. But I didn't want to miss
pronouncing. And Fogues.
Okay. Explain that song before I rip it.
Oh, man. Dirt Roads and Swingers, that's where I'm from. That's where we are all from. We from the land of Dirt Roads and Swingers. We from the backwoods.
The country.
From the country, man. Even, I mean, from a little small town, but then we're also connected with family right in Houston, you understand me? And which it was still some, back in the day, it was still Dirt Roads in Houston. And Swingers, of course, you know, that's elbows. That's rim. You know exactly.
So
that's what we ride away.
So what the song is an audio movie of the life of a country boy. You know what I mean? You get a whole visual in your mind of what it is to be a country boy and just loving life. That's what it is, and it can give you eargasms if you listen to it hard enough.
Dirt Roads and Swingers off in the house, bottom line in the house.
Yeah.
if you want to find me, I'm on ATAZP. I'm feeling that, baby. I'm feeling that.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'm feeling that. I think the gift going to have to come over and give me the gift on one of my tracks for real. Because I listen to him singing. I was like, yo, you got to come over here and sing too.
Man, I will be honored.
And then Ripper 16 too.
I will be honored. And it won't take much time. Look, it won't take much time. It's money.
You ain't lying, dog. I've had some people try to record it. I had to piece and punch them back in on every line. Four bars, I had to punch them in. So I'm like, I ain't got time for all that. I want you guys to give your information so the people can know exactly where to find you, where they can reach out to you and also try to, you know, listen to your music.
We actually have music on iTunes. We got an album called Life or Death on iTunes. You can go to Bottomside 7 on iTunes and find that and get that there. We got a YouTube, Facebook music channel, which is, what's the address of Facebook?
It's YouTube.com and then / Gifted Lou. Y'all be on the lookout for the new album. It'll be coming soon. Of course, both of those first tracks will be on the album. So if anybody out there listening enjoyed those, y'all be on the lookout for Blessed and I'm Up. That'll be on the Gifted album coming soon.
Now my question, you are Bottom Line, but you said on iTunes is Bottom Side 7?
Right.
Okay, I just make a show so the people know. But you are Bottom Line, but like I said, it's on Bottom Side 7. On
Bottom is the side where we grew up, and they used to call it the bottom in the country, you know what I'm saying? So that's the side we...
Okay, cool. I appreciate you, the gifted one, get the gift, Jelly, and Ben 5413, Diamond Lou coming through. Continue to do what you guys doing. Also, don't change, man. Keep the style the same, because you know we need more music that we can actually say people are actually trying to be themselves instead of being commercial and sound like everybody else.
Right, we appreciate that, man.
We appreciate the time that you allowed us to share.
And I'm gonna drop this last song. Go on, Diamond Lou. Go on. I hear Barry White getting ready to say something. Go on. I'm gonna shut up.
I just wanna let you know that the best is yet to come. So, and I know you will be enlightening us back, and we'll have plenty more to come. But just be on the lookout for, you know, the Bottom Line Entertainment. You know, there's going to be some big things coming. We, like the gift say, you know, we've been working hard, man. I mean, there's been a nonstop grind, and the grind is just beginning. So be on the lookout for a few more projects that we have going on and multimedia. So
right.
I want to let you know we got it. We got it coming. We got it coming.
And whenever, bless your studio, sir.
Yeah, and when ever I cook some more ribs, gift, come on through.
Oh yeah, most definitely.
I know you are.
I need to be the first one. I need to be the first one you call me. I should be on speed though.
For real, because he was at my house party ripping them ribs. I was like, keep on eating them, dog, because I don't want all of them.
Yeah, the lady who fell out the green oxtail.
Oh, yeah. She needed, next time we're going to keep her away from anything to drink. you just drink water and also, we'll have some oils that's been prayed over so we can pour it on the forehead. Right. My daddy is a preacher. He will pray over some oil. The last song I'm going to hit is the one that I first heard. It was the with that 1, 2, 3. Hit him with that 1, 2, 3. Am I correct?
Hit him with that one.
Oh, okay. The whole line I had was with that 1, 2, 3. So
it's all of that, really. But just if you wanted to shorten it up, just hit him. Just hit him.
Okay. And that's the one that I did listen to, and I was like, I'm with them. They all right with me. That's what I was feeling. And I want to thank Bottom Line for coming through and Diamond Lou for coming through. I appreciate you fellas.
Thank you.
And when you got something new, come through again. And Diamond Lou, come through and co-host so you can meet some more artists. You might, you know, feel like you can have a, you know, collabo with your cousins.
Most definitely.
Yeah, so I'll get some females in here that can sing and we'll do it. For real.
Sounds great. Okay. That sounds great.
Until next week, y'all, this is TAZ. I'm out. This is ATAZP live on Block Talk Radio.
Man, that was crazy how you did that, dude, dog.
Yeah, that boy was bumping his gums and I had to hit him with that left, right, 1, 2.
Yeah, I think you set him up with the jab, man. Hey, about how long ago was that you did that?
Probably about 2 weeks ago, man.
Yeah, I think they say that dude's still sleeping.
No game playing. It ain't no need for waiting. I'm throwing combinations. Heavy with an exclamation. And for you instigating, you get a congratulations. You gave me inspiration. So I'ma give the nation a little bit of this, a little bit of that. Left, right, 1, 2, cock back, blah, blah. On the floor, catch a nap. You can't ignore how I rap, how I soar. You adore, next floor on the elevator. Don't get me, holler at me later. Let's see what's happening, player.
Later.
I mean, what's happening, hater. I'm on an escalator, and I'm moving slowly. But in a few years, I promise the whole world will know.
You can travel worldwide on an endless quest to find the best and never find them unless you're finding us. Cause trust, we define the best. We find like age runner, we retire the rest.
Hey,
you can look north, south, east, and west. Be hard pressed to find gifts like these. We bless. That's why we keep the faith, man, like an easy test. Next, ride with the kings, play the beast. And yes, this is for Texas, repping it truly. This is for Plexus. You best to sue me, best to shoot me, best to do me. We too quick, slick, and heavy, baby. You can't move me.
You bust to see me in the street and you try to compete. I'm so out of your reach, way out of your league. You get not a capiche, so keep me out of your speech. Blood stains like bleach, you better be swift up on your feet. When that 1-2 comes, it's heat. Have you slumped over your seat? I never left the scene. Meet they ask you, have you seen me? You don't even wanna speak. When I teach you, get taught. I'ma show you what that 1-2 is about. So keep my name out your mouth unless you really want to talk. Keep my name out your mouth unless you're talking real talk. Just hit them with that 1-2.
Hit them.
No game playing.
Hit
them. No, it ain't none of that.
Hit them.
We just hit them with em. That 1-2.
Hit them.
No game playing.
Hit
so em. You better get back. We just hit them with that 1-2.
Hit them.
No game playing.
Hit
no,
em.
It ain't none of that.
Hit them.
We just hit them with em. That 1-2.
Hit them.
No game playing.
Hit
so em. You better get back.
Hit 'em, hit 'em, hit 'em, hit 'em, hit 'em, hit 'em, hit 'em.